When I look at this congregation,
当我看到大家的时候,
that many of us have come and immigrate in this great country.
很多人呢是移民到这个国家来的。
We have made our home here.
我们就在这里成家立业。
We have our children here.
我们在这里繁衍子孙。
Some of you even have your grandchildren here.
啊，有些人已经在这里有孙子或者孙女了。
This.Is our country.
这是我们的国家。
We have come here for the freedom and the opportunity.
我们是为了自由和机会而来到这个国家的。
But we also have duty.
可是我们在这个事情上也有义务。
In this wonderful time of Independence Day weekend.
那么在这个独立日的这个周末啊，这么一个美好的时间。
We need to spend some time to reflect.Upon the freedom that we have,
我们需要花一些时间来思索我们所拥有的这种自由。
What does it mean to us?
那么它对我们意味着什么？
What price did we have to pay?
我们为此要付出什么样的代价？
It's good time to ask ourselves some hard questions.
啊，这个也是让我们自己问自己一些比较难的问题的时候。
Today I'd like to ask you to think with me.Three questions.
今天我想问大家，请求大家和我一起思考三个问题。
And then we have three answers.
然后呢，我们也有三个答案。
These questions come from the best source, the one who knows how to ask questions.
这个问题呢，是从最好的一个来源来的，从那个知道问我们什么问题的那个来源来的。
It came from the Bible.
是从圣经来的。
The Bible knows how to ask questions that touches our lives.
圣经知道如何问一些可以触及到我们的生命的这样的问题。
So you say, what's the question?
那么你可能就会想说是什么问题呢？
You read it in the scripture reading already.
我们刚才在读经文的时候，其实你们已经看到了。
The first question is asked in Genesis chapter 3.
第一个问题是在创世纪的第三章。
Let's read it together, shall we?
那我们一起来读。
God called unto Adam and said to him, Where are you?
神耶和华神呼唤那人对他说你在哪里
Do you think that Jesus, the Lord God did not know where Adam and Eve was?
你觉得神真的不知道亚当在哪里吗
Or do you thinkThat God is really reminding Adam and Eve to say that they are lost.
还是你觉得神其实在提醒亚当和夏娃说他们失丧了？
It is very important that we know where we are.
我们知道我们在哪里，这个问题对我们来讲非常的重要。
God asks, "Where are you?"
神在问你在哪里。
It is not the physical presence where we are.
并不是讲说我们在物理学上我们所处在的这个位置。
He's asking the question, where are we in relation to God?
而是他在问说你跟神的关系上你在哪里
Are we separated from him?
我们是不是跟他隔离了
Is Adam and Eve separated from God?
亚当和夏娃是不是与神隔绝了
I realize that this country, we are far away from God today.
那么我意识到今天我们这个国家其实离神非常非常的远。
I came here in the United States in 1959.
1959年的时候我来到这个国家来到美国。
For more than 50 years, I was here and made observations.
那么我在这边也观察了有50多年了。
I've seen the changes are for the worse.
那么我看到这个国家的变化越来越坏。
I'm very sorry to say that.
我非常的不情愿讲这个话。
But what happened to this country?
那么这个国家到底发生了什么呢
？At first, liberal ideas were introduced by the scholars, by the professors.
最开始的时候呢，是一些比较自由激进的这样的一些学者、教授们。开始提出一些观点。
These ideas penetrated the schools and the universities.
然后这些观点就慢慢渗透了我们的学校和大学。
Then they were adopted by the general public.
然后呢，我们的社会就把它们当作我们的这种主流思想。
The Congress then made laws.
国会呢就开始立法。
And our president signed their name on it.
然后呢我们的总统们就签署使之生效。
There were many sad decisions by the Congress.
那么这个国会呢做了很多这个令人非常沮丧的这样的决定。
I want to remind you of the Supreme Court decisions over the years.
那么我要提醒一下的是我们的最高法院多少年来慢慢所做出的很多的这种决定。
Long, long time ago, they removed prayer and Bible reading from the classrooms.
在很久很久以前他们就把读圣经这个活动从我们的课堂里面就给取消了。
Then they protected the teaching of evolution.
然后呢他们开始对于教导进化论开始给予保护。
And prevented the teaching of creationism.
同时呢他们对于创造论的这个教导呢反而是要阻止。
Then they took no value of life of the infant baby and passed a law on abortion.
然后呢他们对于这个婴儿的生命的这种意义熟视无睹然后呢就开始这个立法说保护这个堕胎。
They even want to remove the Ten Commandments from public buildings.
甚至于把十诫的这个话语也从所有的公共建筑上给挪走了。
Then only a few days ago,
然后前几天
they legalized same-sex marriage.
他们宣布了同性恋的婚姻是合法的。
I think we have reached the bottom, have we?
我觉得我们已经触到这个最底了，是不是？
How could this happen?
这个怎么会发生的呢？
Our leaders were not providing the necessary leadership.
我们的领导们其实并没有真正的担负起领袖的作用。
They projected their own moral bankruptcy into the law of the land.
他们把他们自己的那种已经破了产的这样的一种这个道德，把他们反而把他们强加在我们的这个土地上。
You recall President Nixon and Watergate.
也许你还记得尼克森总统和他的水门事件。
You remember President Clinton and Monica Gate.
你也许记得克林顿总统和他的莫尼卡门事件。
And even our own president today.
即使我们今天的总统。
Short time ago, he flip-flopped his position on gay marriage.
那么在这个同性恋婚姻这件事上，他的观点其实也是一样的摇摆不定。
And some of the congressmen also went with him.
那么很多国会议员也像他一样，这样飘摆不定。
This is the condition that we find ourselves now.
这就是我们今天所处的状况。
If you recall, if you study American history, I know you have.
你如果还记得的话，如果你学过美国历史的话，而且我知道你一定学过。
A little over 200 years ago, the Pilgrims came.
差不多两百多年前清教徒们来到这个国家。
They tried to have religious freedom.
他们是为了宗教自由才来到这个国家的。
They founded this great nation based on biblical principles.
他们是以圣经的原则来建立这个国家的。
And God blessed the country to be the greatest in the whole world.
神实在是祝福这个国家，使之成为世界上最强大的国家。
They blessed this country with Wonderful presidents.
神也给这个国家给了我们很多非常优秀的总统。
President Lincoln.
林肯总统。
President Washington.
华盛顿总统。
And they gave this country great universities.
也给了我们这个国家很多非常优秀的大学。
You know, a pastor by the name of John Harvard, he donated his library to form a place to study the Bible.
有一个叫做约翰·哈佛的牧师，他把他所有的书捐出来，这样他有一个大家可以一起学习圣经的地方。
And you know that's Harvard University.
那么你知道这个就是哈佛大学。
When the Supreme Court was first built, the building has the Ten Commandments carved on top of it.
当最高法院的建筑第一次被建造的时候，它的上面有十诫的这个文字刻在上面。
Adam, where are you?
亚当，你在哪里
？God asks us, "Where are you, United States?"
神也在问美国，你在哪里
？I'm afraid the country has fallen down.
很不幸的是这个国家开始在堕落了。
The writing is on the wall.
墙上已经有征兆写在上面了。
If we do not repent, God will judge this nation.
如果我们不悔改，神就会来审判我们这个国家。
Forgive me for saying that.
原谅我讲这个话。
God asks another question.
神又问了一个问题。
The second question, let's read it together.
我们一起来读第二个问题。
The Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?
请大家一起读第二个问题。耶和华对该隐说，你兄弟亚伯在哪里？他说，我不知道。我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？
Look, Cain murdered Abel.
看啊，该隐啊，谋杀了亚伯。
And God asked him, "Where is your brother Abel?"
神就问他，你的兄弟亚伯在哪里
？And Abel returned the question with an inappropriate question.
该隐居然用这样一个不合宜的反问来回答神。
Am I my brother's keeper?
他说，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗
？Well, what was the answer?
那么答案是什么呢？
Yes, he was.
当然，他就是。
Today's people are also very self-centered.
今天的人也是非常的自我中心。
I know of a lady.
我曾经认识过这样一位女士。
She was spoiled as a child.
她从小就被惯养坏了。
She used to get everything that she wanted.
她想要什么都可以得到。
She is the queen, and everybody else is the subject.
她在家里面就是女王，其他人都是她的臣属。
It's all for herself.
一切都是为了她自己。
But if you look at this condition of self-centeredness,
可是你如果仔细看一看这个自我中心的这种情况的话，
it started way, way back.
其实它很早就开始了。
Look at the Middle Ages in Europe.
看中世纪的欧洲
，There were these people, these philosophers that promoted humanism.
就有这些哲学家们开始鼓吹人本主义。
We are the center of the universe.
他们说我们人就是宇宙的中心。
We are the master of our own fate.
我们是我们自己命运的主宰。
This idea was very popular.
那么当时这个观点呢，就非常的受欢迎。
People welcomed it because they elevated themselves.
人为什么欢迎呢？因为他把人提高了，把他们自己都提高了。
They can accomplish everything.
他们可以做成任何的事情。
They can know everything.
他们可以知道一切的事情。
If they put their mind to it, they don't need God in this.
那么如果他们可以把自己的这个脑筋放进去的话，甚至于连上帝也不用了。
This is how we became self-centered.
这就是我们如何变成自我中心的。
Only if we are God's people.
只有当我们是神的子民的时候。
When we put God first.
当我们把神摆在第一位的时候。
Then we can be a brother to other people.
我们才可以和其他的人互相成为兄弟。
If we put ourselves in the center of our universe.
如果我们把自己放在宇宙的中心的话。
We will say, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
我们就会说，难道我岂是我兄弟的看守者吗
？Very naturally, we will be self-centered.
非常自然的，我们就会变成自我中心。
So God asks, "Are you a brother's keeper?"
所以神在问
，By the grace of God, we are.
你是不是看守兄弟的人？那么凭着神的恩典，我们的答案是：是的，我们是。
A little earlier, we sang the song. He died so that we might be free.
刚才我们唱了一个歌，里面讲到说他死了，我们才可以得到自由。
Because when he died, he ascended into heaven. He sent the Holy Spirit to live with us.
因为当他死的时候，复活的时候，他上升到天上，然后降下圣灵来住在我们的心中。
The Holy Spirit enables us to love our brothers.
那圣灵会让我们能够做到说去爱我们的弟兄。
You and I have not this power to do so.
我们自己其实是没有这个力量的。
Only when the Holy Spirit lives in our hearts, then we can love and be care for our brothers.
只有当圣灵内住的时候，我们才会去爱我们的兄弟，关爱我们的兄弟。
So, God wants us to love our brothers.
所以神要我们去爱我们的兄弟。
Let's see what is, this part I skip over.
我们看一下这个这个部分。
The third question.
第三个问题。
Let's read it together.
好，我们一起来读。
The wicked bend their bow and make ready their arrow upon the string that they may privily shoot at the upright in the heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
好，中文我们一起读啊。看哪，恶人弯弓，把箭搭在弦上，要在暗中射那心里正直的人。根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？
I really want to point out to you that this verse applies for us today.
我必须指出来的是说，这节经文实在是对我们今天来讲非常的适切。
Even though it's a psalm in the Old Testament,
虽然它是旧约里面的诗篇里面的一段。
But did you see that the wickedness has prevailed in this country?
但是你有没有看到这里面所讲的这个邪恶？其实在今天在这个国家正在泛滥。
And he's shooting his arrow on every Christian.
那么这个邪恶势力正在用弯弓射箭射向每一个基督徒。
It's trying to ruin the spiritual values that we treasure.
他是正在想要毁坏我们的属灵的我们所遵行的一些价值。
He's trying to destroy the foundation by which this country was built.
他要毁坏我们这个国家所立国的那个根基。
Just as this verse says.
就像这个经节里面讲的。
What can the righteous do?
义人还能做什么呢？
Who is the righteous?
那么谁是义人呢？
Those of us, we wear the garment of the of Christ, we are the whole righteous.
我们披戴耶稣基督的人，我们就是义人。
Those of us who have cast our lots with Jesus, we are the righteous.
那么我们跟耶稣基督一起投票的，我们就是义人。
Not because we are righteous ourselves,
并不是说我们自己有什么义可言。
But we put on the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the righteous.
而是因为我们穿戴了耶稣基督，所以我们就有了他的义。
So what can the righteous do?
那么义人可以做什么呢？
The righteous can do many things.
义人可以做很多的事情。
Let's turn to some of the answers.
那么我们来看我们的一些的答案。
I also want to point out one thing.
我也想指出一件事情。
According to a recent Gallup poll,
根据最近的一个盖洛普的民意测验
，What do you think is the percentage of Christians in this country?
你觉得在这个国家里面自己认为自己是基督徒的人有什么样的百分比
？You know that in some countries the percentage is like 1%.
你知道在有些国家只有1%。
Maybe some countries 5%.
也有些国家有5%。
What percentage of Christians do you think is in this country?
在这个国家，你觉得这个百分比大概是多少？
50, 60? According to Gallup poll, 84%.
根据加洛普的民意测验是84%。
But I'm sure that number is not correct.
我知道这个数字一定有一些问题。
Maybe it's a count of those who go to Easter sunrise service.
也许是有些人只是在复活节的时候去参加一次聚会的人也算在。
Maybe Christmas celebration.
或者是在圣诞节来过一次的。
But they did the survey and asked people, "Are you a Christian?"
但是他们的民意测验的确在问说你是不是基督徒。
And they say, "Yes, I'm a Christian."
那么回答的人说是的，我是。
So. Let's take it with a grain of salt.
那么我们就用这样的眼光来看它好了。
If 84% of this country are Christian,
假如说这个国家84%的人都是基督徒的话
，and they elect the Christian men and women to take the high offices，
那么如果他们也选举同样是基督徒的人去担任国家的高级领袖的话
，to be in the Supreme Court，
比如说去这个最高法院
，to be in the Congress and Senate，
在国会里面
，to be the President，
去当总统。
Do you think this country will be like it today?
你觉得这个国家会落到今天这样的状况吗？
What can the righteous do?
义人能做什么呢？
What can the 84% people do?
84%的人可以做什么呢？
Plenty.
他们能做很多。
Let me also give you the answers in three Bible verses.
那么我同样的用三句圣经的经节来作为我们的答案。
These three Bible verses answer the three questions that God raised.
这三个答案呢，正好是回答刚才的三个问题。
Let's refresh ourselves on the three questions.
我们来回忆一下刚才的三个问题。
Where are you?
你在哪里？
Am I my brother's keeper?
我岂是我看守兄弟的吗？
And what shall the righteous do?
义人能做什么呢？
Okay, here's the first answer.
好，现在这里是第一个答案。
Let's read it together. Important Bible verse.
我们一起来读哈。
The supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty.
好，中文呢，我们一起来读哈。我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此。使我们可以敬虔、端正、平安无事的度日。
Our leader have to meet great temptations.
我们的领袖们其实时时都在诱惑之中。
Each day they have to make great decisions.
他们日理万机。
So, if we believe in the power of prayer,
所以我们如果相信祷告的力量的话
，dare we not pray for them?
我们胆敢不为他们祷告吗？
Not only on the Independence Day weekend,
不光是我们这个国庆日的周末。
On a regular basis, we need to pray for them.
我们每天都应该为他们祷告。
Because they are just human like you and I.
他们和我们一样，只是凡人而已。
We need to pray for them that daily they will seek God's guidance.
我们需要祷告说，他们每一天都会从神那里去去问神的指引。
We need to pray that they make decisions based on integrity and the teaching of the Bible.
我们要祷告说他们是凭着正直跟圣经的教导来做决定。
Are you willing to pray for them?
你是否愿意为他们祷告？
Regularly, not just once a year.
常常祷告，不是说一年一次。
The second answer is even more important.
第二个答案更加的重要。
Let's read.
好，我们来读。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
The foundations of this country lies in the Christian home.
这个国家的根基实际上是在基督教的家庭里面。
The foundation lies in the family of Christians.
这个根基是在基督教的家庭里面。
Many families have failed to bring up the children in the teaching of the Lord.
很多家庭实际上在这个教养孩童听神的话的这个事情上非常的失败。
Many families have given their children the best things of the material world.
很多家庭给了小孩子很多物质上最好的东西。
But they failed.To lead them in the Lord's teaching.
可是他们没有把他们带到神的话语的道路上来。
The burden falls upon our shoulder, not pointing to the leaders of the country.
那么在这件事情上，责任就在我们自己的肩上，而不是说在这个国家的领袖身上。
We need to create an environment in our home.
我们在家里面就要创造这样一个环境。
Where Bible study and prayer is prevalent.
在这个家庭里面，读经跟祷告必须是非常重要的一件事情。
We must live a pious living, not hypocritical living.
我们必须敬虔度日，而不是伪善的度日。
So when the family is strong,
当家庭非常坚固的时候
，the impact will be upon our neighbors.
那么这个影响就会影响到我们的周围的邻舍。
The impact will be felt in the schools.
学校里面也会感受到这样的一个影响。
The impact will be that we say we love our brothers.
那么这个影响就是说，当我们讲我们爱我们的兄弟。
We are our brother's keepers.
我们是看守我们兄弟的人。
The third thing, get close to our heart.
啊，第三件事情更加接近我们的内心。
In answer to the question,
啊，是问啊，回答第三个问题的。
What can the righteous do?
义人该做什么呢
？This question has an answer.
这个问题也是有答案的。
Do,
去做。
Action.
要有行动
Something we can do.
有些我们可以做的事情
This verse says, let's read it together. Then said he unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's.
好，我们中文一起读哈。耶稣说，这样，该撒的物当归给该撒，神的物当归给神。
Notice this verse. It says,Give God what belongs to God.
啊，大家看到这个经节里面讲说，当归给神的应该归给神。
But it does not say, don't do anything about your civil duty.
他并没有说你不要去尽你的公民义务。
You have your sacred duty as a country.
啊，那么作为一个国家来讲，我们也是一样有这样一个神圣的使命。
What is our duty?
我们的义务是什么呢？作为一个国家。
I don't have to tell you.
不用告诉你们。
Some of the very basic things that we have to do.
一些非常基本的事情我们要去做，为了这个国家。
Many of you will say this. I don't know the candidates. I don't know their background. I can't vote.
你们当中很多人讲说，我其实并不认识这些竞选人，连他们的背景我也不知道，所以我也没有办法去投票。
But information about candidates are available.
可是实际上关于所有竞选人的信息今天其实都是公开的。
It is intellectual laziness that we do not study them.
如果我们不去研究的话实际上是我们一种智力上面的懒惰。
We can learn about their lives.
我们可以研究他们的生活。
Learn about what they say.
也可以研究他们都说过一些什么话。
Learn about how they deal with different things.
也可以研究说他们是如何去处理各种事情的。
We can perceive whether they have Christian values.
那么通过这些事情，我们其实可以总结出来说他们到底是不是有这个基督徒的这种价值观。
So every one of us.
所以我们当中的每一个人。
As long as you're qualified.
如果你是有投票权的话。
Don't disqualify yourself.
不要自己使自己没有权利去投票。
If you don't exercise your duty,
你如果不去奉行这些使命的话
，there will be plenty of people, the minority group, with special interests. They will do it for us.
那么就会有很多人，有一些特殊的利益的人，他们会为我们来做这件事情。
If the 84% of us vote,
如果我们84%的人都去投票的话
，or even a half of that, 41%。
甚至说哪怕只有一半的这个84%的一半的人去投票的话
I'm sure that candidate receiving this kind of support will get elected.
那么我确信说这个一个候选人如果有这么多投票的话一定会被选上。
So don't let the minority dictate the future of this country, of our children.
所以不要让少数人来断定我们这个国家的未来我们的孩子们的未来。
Now let me summarize the three points.
现在我来总结一下我们要做的三件事情。
Where are you?
那么首先回忆一下刚才三个问题哈，你在哪里
？Have we lost our Christian principle?
我们是不是在我们的这个价值观上面失去了方向
？Am I my brother's keeper?
我是岂是看守我兄弟的吗
？Have we lost our influence, our impact on other people?
我们是不是对周围其他的人失去了影响
What shall the righteous do?
义人能做什么呢？
Have we lost our will to fight?
我们是不是已经丧失了我们这种去征战的这种意愿？
The Bible gives us the three answers.
圣经给了我们三个答案。
The first one, the three answers can be summarized by PTA.
那么这三个答案呢，可以用三个字母来总结哈，就是 PTA。
P.
P.
P is for prayer.
是英文的祷告的第一个字母。
We need to pray for our political system.
我们需要为我们的政治制度祷告。
For everyone in authority.
为所有在上掌权的人祷告。
We pray that this whole nation will repent before God.
我们要祷告说我们这个国家会在神面前悔改。
We know that we have left God's principles very far.
我们知道说我们已经离开神的教导很远了。
Let us return to God.
让我们回到上帝面前来吧。
The second letter is T.
第二个字母是 T.
T is for teaching.
是英文教导里面的第一个字母。
Let us teach our family.
我们来教导我们的家庭。
Let us have this firm Christian foundation built up in our homes.
我们在家里面要建立起这样一个稳固的基督徒的这样一个价值观。
If our family truly honor God,
如果我们的家庭真正的在荣耀神的话，
this country will return to its original greatness.
这个国家会回到它起初的这种强大。
Otherwise,
不然的话，
this country will diminish and disappear like the Greek and the Roman culture.
这个国家会衰落，就像古代的罗马跟希腊一样。
A is for action.
是英文行动这个字的第一个字母。
We must leave our comfort zone.
我们必须做一些不是让我们这么舒服的事情。
Get into action.
去做事情。
Study the candidates.
研究这些竞选人。
And be involved. When you find someone good, support them.
然后当你觉得说这个人很好的话，你要去支持他。
If the Christian community really act like this,
如果我们基督徒的这个社区真的是这样的话，
we can make a difference.
我们可以真的是改变这个国家。
We must make a difference.
而且我们也一定要这样做。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Would you stand with me and pray to our Heavenly Father?Dear Lord, on this Independence Day, we realize painfully that we are a people of great need. Our nation is in deep trouble. We have lost our Christian heritage as a nation. We have walked away from your laws and replaced them with sinful practices. We have redefined what you call sin, and we call them success, progressive thinking. We focus on material things and call them success. Lord, have mercy upon us, help us. But we trust in your faithfulness. Your promises never fail. We'll hold on.To your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Hear our collective prayer, Lord.And forgive us our national sin. Answer and heal us. Heal this great land. In your mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.